With that said, there are joys, concerns, and praises. I talked to Don Bittner yesterday. He's still recovering. He's had a little rough time with his triple bypass, and Tracy is doing what she can to be a good caregiver, so we want to keep the Bittners in prayer. And I talked to Tina yesterday, and she's on her way to Alabama to visit the Alabama crew, as she calls it, so pray for her for safe journeys to and from. Anybody else this morning? Jamie.
We found out right before the new year that Craig's uncle, so it's his mom's sister's husband, passed away very unexpectedly. So just prayers for that family, and I think grief is probably going to take it a little hard.
Yeah.
So
well,
just prayers for them.
Thank you for sharing that. Lord, hear our prayer this morning. Yes, ma'am.
Continued prayer for my brother-in-law. He is born with pancreatic cancer. Steve Summer in Atlanta and Cindy's taking it real hard. They were high school sweethearts and they've been together since high school, and she's the caregiver, and she has her own health problems, so she's juggling that, and prayers for family and reconciliation this year at some point.
Yeah.
And just work. Try to make a decision on when I'm actually going to retire. I haven't decided yet.
Well, you don't have to, right?
I don't have to yet, but, you know, try to.
Well, yeah, and reconciliation, for not only personal reconciliation, because we all have challenges in our family, but corporate resolute reconciliation, even among United Methodists and Methodist people in general, and the church in general, because we need some reconciliation. We need some coming together to agree to disagree, but still love, and to follow the Word of God, and maybe get rid of some of this man-made stuff that keeps us separated, because it's a mess. So, in the world, people need the Lord, and they need to know that the one true God revealed in Jesus Christ is the one true Lord. So we gotta minister to people, plant seeds. We need to be a seed planter, like Johnny Appleseed planted apple trees all around the East Coast. So he didn't plant any in Florida, though. I don't know why, but anyhow. With that said, anybody else? Any Phil?
Yeah, I added Ralph Sharp. Betty noticed in the paper that had a picture of him, passed away right before Christmas. Him and his wife, Donna, were members here for a good while. He had held a position in the church.
Yeah, I knew the name, and it just didn't dawn on me. And when how you hear things or know somebody or aware of people over the years. Thank you for doing that, Phil. Go ahead.
Mama fell again last Monday, broke her arm. She's having surgery in the morning. Is he her or the doctor? Let the team in your prayers for that.
Okay. Miss Judy.
Our oldest daughter, well, not the oldest, but anyway, the end of 2020, she's in the hospital. Took her to the hospital last night. She was having some really, really severe pain in her head, and it went down her neck and kind of tore her heart. So they took her out there for observation to see if they could find out. Haven't heard from her this morning. And also, my older brother is still fighting this flu, has whatever disorder, and it's been hard on him. So, and we need to remember Linda.
Linda. Yeah, I talked to Dave on the phone this morning, and he's amazing, legally blind, but how he can just sort of take care of himself and do different things. And Linda's comfortable enough to leave him there when she has to go away. But he sends his love. He said he wished he'd be here, but I said, I wish I could drive out there and get you. But, thank you. And the Nigel, the daughter of Nigel, when he came and played the piano for us one Sunday morning, that's our daughter Nigel that she's talking about. Anybody else this morning?